if you wanted to make a hen to start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her? Do you remember?
Pine straw or hay.
Okay, what about something that looked like an egg?
The darning egg. I have seen that put in there.
Okay. What was it made out of?
It was glass. It actually, and you would, you know, when you would darn a sock and you'd push it down in at your toe or the heel of a sock and pull it real tight and you could just
okay.
Go up.
That was kind of it, you say. Okay, and you may say you have your everyday dishes and then you have your good.
Oh, it's Sunday dishes.
Okay. this is Crystal and this is
China.
And you don't remember anything about having that egg made out of China? That put in the hen's nest?
Well, yes, it could have been China. It was just something glass. It was white and porcelain looking. It could have been a China egg.
Okay. And,
I remember Mother having one, but and we would do that.
And, the container that maybe you threw scraps of food in to take out to the pigs was called a
slop bucket.
And, what did you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Do you still call that a skillet?
No.
Or do you remember any other words for
frying
that?
Pan.
What did your mother or maybe your grandmother call it?
More than like a frying pan.
Okay. Do you remember another name for one that has little legs on it?
Offhanded, I can't remember. I have one in there, but I can't even.
Is it the kind that you'd set in the fireplace or?
Well, that would call a pot.
Okay.
Mother had one that you could sit. I know it was on the little legs. You could sit in there.
Okay. And,
there should be another name, but I can't.
Have you ever heard one called, have you heard of a spider?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's a spider? Is that good?
That, it's the one that's round and kind of flat. I think it's about that deep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, what about another word for a pot, maybe the big black iron thing that was might have been out in the backyard and used for heating water to boil clothes or
The wash pot.
Okay. And what about a smaller one that maybe was put on the stove to boil potatoes?
The kettle.
Okay. Did you use that word?
Well, some yes, but you thought of the kettle more. The kettle, either one. As the one that sits there to heat water with.
Uh-huh.
That was before you had hot water in the house.
Right. Okay, and what do you call the container that you put flowers in?
A vase.
And the eating utensils that you set at each plate are the?
The knife, fork, and spoon.
And you have one knife, or you might have several?
Knives.
And if the dishes are all dirty, you say, well, I have to go
wash dishes.
And after the dishes, if you run clear water over them,
you rinse them.
And what do you use, what do you call the rag or the cloth that you use when you're washing the dishes?
The dish rag.
And you dry them with
the dishcloth.
And what do you call the little terry cloth thing that you wash your face with?
Bath cloth.
And you, after bathing, you dry yourself off with
a towel.
And what do you call a little pipe that you turn on at the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
And what about if it's outside and there's a pipe outside? Is it still the faucet?
Yeah, we just used to say the outside faucet.
Okay. And if it was so cold last night and that the water got hard and expanded, you might say our water pipes
burst.
And people used to buy flour in something wooden about this high.
Barrel.
And what did molasses come in if you used to buy it in large quantities? Or what did you keep molasses in? Or lard container?
In a churn.
Okay.
Or either a lard can.
Okay.